Since voters approved a constitutional amendment creating the body in 2002, the Board of Governors has directed Florida's 11 public universities. Today at the Suncoast Tiger Bay Club in St. Petersburg, the vice chair of Florida's Board of Governors, Sheila McDevitt, discussed the ways that politics play a role in higher education. Florida state universities are losing good professors and administrators and are poorly considered by the most respected publication in the field, the Chronicle of Higher Education, McDevitt said.
Florida's higher education system is really becoming a laughingstock because of all of the uncertainty that we have had going back over a decade, starting with having abolished the Board of Regents in a peak of anger over some program or something, and then the creation of the K-20 system, and then the new constitutional amendment, and then all of the hoopla that we've just experienced. We've got to have some calmness in this system and some consistency.
This session, Florida's Senate passed a proposed constitutional amendment that ultimately failed in the House. In 2002, Floridians approved an amendment mandating that the Commissioner of Education be appointed rather than elected. This year's proposed amendment, sponsored by Senate President Ken Pruitt, would have reverted to an elected Commissioner of Education, as well as disbanding and then reconstituting the Board of Governors with few, if any, of its current powers. McDevitt said that had Pruitt's amendment passed, it would have made Florida's higher ed even worse.
Which is like totally neutering the entire thing and putting politics back in it in a great big way. Even though that resolution did pass the Senate with only 4 votes against it, and gratefully, Senator Justice from St. Petersburg was one of those 4 votes, and we were very happy that he had the courage to stand up and take that position. In the House, they couldn't get the votes, so they never took the bill up. And so it died a very quiet death, and hopefully we will not be in a position to see something quite that radical.
McDevitt said that funding for higher education has to be balanced between tuition, funds from the legislature, and contributions from private sources. Last summer, the Board of Governors joined a lawsuit challenging the state legislature's ability to raise tuition at state universities.
Yes, the lawsuit still rages on, and there was a motion hearing last week in which the legislature, through counsel, stipulated that the board did in fact have standing on the issue of tuition and fees, and denied the motion of the prepaid college people to intervene in that suit, because that, along with Bright Futures, is another issue that has to do with raising tuition.
Florida ranks last among public university systems with a student-to-faculty ratio of 31-1, McDevitt said. The state needs 50,000 more students to earn baccalaureate degrees every year in order to fill the state's workforce in the future, according to McDevitt. She said there are several things that have to happen in order to reach that goal.
To accomplish all these, we need to enhance need-based aid, move tuition to the national average, address Bright Futures and the prepaid college plan, and develop performance-based funding and allow for lump sum funding so that we don't have all those buckets to deal with.
Tuitions will go up 6% this year at state schools, and McDevitt suggested that it should keep increasing at that rate or even at 8% per year until the tuition in Florida reaches the average of other states. She was asked how many students would be priced out of higher education when tuition is increased, but said that 30% of the increase in tuition would be funneled back into scholarships for poor and middle-class students.
What we do recognize is that it is very important to create a larger pot of dollars for need-based aid than we have in Florida, and to further have a pot that doesn't exist today, and that is for families that are like in the lower middle income as opposed to the poorest of the poor, because there are many programs for that.
Finances are one root of Florida's higher education problems, McDevitt said.
We haven't been funded for the last 8 years. The university system has not been funded, and the tuition hasn't risen.